The police officers walked into the house in San Gabriel, California, knowing something was amiss. Neighbors had complained about noise, and a lot of pregnant women coming and going. And when they went into the kitchen, they saw a row of clear bassinets holding several babies, with a nurse hovering over them. For months, the house was home to maternity tourists, in this case, women from China, who had paid tens of thousands of dollars to deliver their babies in the United States. The 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution grants automatic citizenship to any baby born in the United States. City officials asked basic questions to the women. How did they get here? And who paid for them to come? The answers? On a tourist visa. And our family paid. The State Department, which grants tourist visas, is not permitted to deny visa applications simply because a woman is pregnant. Businesses in China, Mexico, and South Korea advertise packages that arrange for doctors, insurance, and postpartum care. It is estimated that there were 7,462 births to foreign residents in the United States in 2008. That is a small fraction of the roughly 4.3 million total births that year. Much debate lately has focused on immigrants entering illegally from poor countries in Latin America. But in this case, the women were not only relatively wealthy, but also here legally on tourist visas. Most of them had already returned to China with their American babies. Immigration experts say they can only guess why well-to-do Chinese women are so eager to get United States passports for their babies, but they suspect it is largely as a kind of insurance policy, should they need to move. The children, once they turn 21, would be able to petition for their parents to get United States citizenship.